AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A major storm hitting the Pacific Northwest has left at least two people dead. It Donahue has a report.
The storm system is being called a bomb cyclone. Strong winds and heavy rain. Trees are down. Power is out. Some falling trees got very close to this man near Seattle.
Far enough behind me where I was like going to be safe, but I didn't know that in the moment.
A tree fell onto Wendy Harrington's house.
Felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass.
She spoke to Como TV. Some parts of Oregon could get as much as 16 inches of rain. The system is moving into Northern California. Flash flooding and rock slides are possible. Heavy, wet snow is expected in mountain areas. I'm Ed Donahue.
Republicans on the House Ethics Committee have voted against releasing a report on their investigation into President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General, former Congressman Matt Gaetz. That word from Representative Susan Wild, the top Democrat on the panel.
There was no consensus on this issue. We did agree that we would reconvene as a committee on December 5th to further consider this matter.
Another major policy shift regarding weapons for Ukraine. Saka Magani has details.
The U.S. says it will let Ukraine use American-supplied anti-personnel landmines against Russian forces. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says Russian ground troops are leading battlefield movements instead of those more protected in armored carriers. The policy shift is aimed at helping Ukraine push back.
They have a need for things that can help slow down that effort on the part of the Russians.
It's the Biden administration's second major policy change this week after the president's decision to let Ukraine strike targets on Russian soil with U.S.-made missiles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Baseball news. The Atlanta Braves' Chris Sale has won the National League Cy Young Award after leading the league in wins, strikeouts, and ERA. This is AP News. In South Carolina, parole's been denied to a woman who spent 30 years in prison for drowning her two sons. Mike Hempen has the story.
A parole board's unanimous decision came at the first parole hearing for 53-year-old Susan Smith, who killed her children in 1994 by rolling her car into a lake while her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons were strapped in their car seats. Smith made her case by a video link from prison, saying she was very sorry and referring to her Christian faith.
God is a big part of my life, and I know He has forgiven me.
Smith will continue serving a life sentence. She is eligible for parole every 2 years now that she has spent 30 years behind bars. Smith was sentenced to life in prison after a jury convicted her of murder. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.